Hi, good evening and welcome to the First State Montessori Academy Public Board meeting for the month of March. It is currently 6:12 p.m. and we are calling to order. My name is Megan Newberry. I am the board chair, and this evening I will be taking our roll call. So we have received regrets this evening from Sarah Nagel, Kim Lopez, Shannon Tumalo, Janine Salomon, and Lauren Holland. We are currently having our board meeting this evening on location at FSMA. I'm going to go around the room and take roll call now. So first up, Annabelle O'Malley.
Here.
Becky Phillips.
Here.
Matt Petrin.
Here.
Megan Newberry. Here. Kristen Gideon.
Here.
Mike Riley.
Here.
And Courtney Fox.
Here.
Thank you. So if we are following along on our agenda this evening, the next item we have is public comment. I did check both our legacy FSMA email box in our Gmail account, as well as our K-12 account, and we did not receive any emails for public comment. And at our location, we do not have any public or guests present. The next item that we have on the agenda is the approval of the February 23rd, 2023 public board minutes. So I'll give everyone a moment, again, just to refresh and review in case you have any questions or comments. At this time, I'd like to ask for a motion to approve the February 23rd, 2023 public board meeting minutes as presented.
So moved.
Thank you, Matt Petrin. And a second?
Second.
Thank you, Becky Phillips. Any questions, comments, or feedback? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Motion carries. Up next, we will take a look at our website monitoring report.
We didn't get it this time.
Okay. Right. So we are still awaiting website monitoring report, and we'll provide out to the group upon receipt. Thank you, Courtney, for confirming. Next up, we have Courtney to review new business.
Yep, so I have a couple items that I will hit the calendar as well. So in terms of enrollment, we continue to add to the waiting list. It's now up over 400 students. And we've said that when we looked at the numbers over time, it'll continue to grow over the summer. The first round of invites all went out. The deadline was last Friday to accept, and we had a few spaces from people that declined and were able to re-invite, but right now we're only at like number three on the waiting list in kindergarten. So lots of acceptances, and we'll continue to monitor that. This week was FSMA's week of acceptance. So if you had been here earlier today, you would have seen kids with their clothes inside out, but each day had a different theme throughout the week. All around focused on inclusive activities. Today's Inside Out Day was all about, because it's what's on the inside that matters, and so they did different days about the differences and rock your socks and celebrated all of that. We also, this week, had our first overnight info session. So overnights are back, which we haven't had in a couple years for our upper school and middle school. So our upper school kids. Interestingly, the fourth, fifth, and sixth grade class, the sixth graders have never gone either, so it's new for all of them because we missed it for the past couple years. So we are excited to bring that back. Part of their overnight is that they also fundraise in their classrooms. So this year, the middle school is running fundraisers all the time. They have a movie night tomorrow night. They sell ice cream. They've got all sorts of stuff that they do across the year. The 4, 5, 6ers classes this year have focused on soliciting local businesses to make sponsorships. So this year they took the form of writing letters to a whole bunch of businesses, and they're seeing how that plays out. So trying to figure out kind of what the best ways to fundraise for them are, and they've been doing that piece. So certainly if you know any local businesses that need a tax write-off, they will happily write lovely letters to them. You can send me their information. We also this week sent 12 staff members to Boston for the American Montessori Conference. So every year we send a crew of people to the American Montessori Conference, and this year it was in Boston. And they go through 2 full days of workshops. Every day, every hour and a half is another workshop that they pick from a whole bunch of ones. So they can pick anything that relates to them. And I will tell you, my favorite moment came at about 11 o'clock. We were sitting around a table in the hotel lobby, and they were all still talking about ideas that they were going to, like, you know, we could do this in our classroom, and you could do this. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's 11 o'clock, and they're still jazzed about the ideas that they heard at 9 o'clock this morning and talking about them. So the depth of that was super fun. And they also, one of the keynotes this year was Ibram Kendi, who does all the work around how to be anti-racist, which really aligned with some of the work we've been doing. And so it really got people remotivated, I think, to think about that in some new ways, which was really exciting as well. So the calendar, I'm gonna do the calendar, and then I'll do one last piece of feedback at the end. So the calendar that I sent out does have one change that I wanted to give you all. Their election day was on that calendar, and we do not do election day in odd years. So election day comes off, but there's no other changes, and it doesn't add a day anywhere else. That's just one that floats in and out each year and shifts. Other than that, there are no major changes from the past calendar that was created by a committee of teachers and parents that came together and really looked at it. So we're still kind of staying on that same proposed calendar, just looking at the dates changing for different holidays and things like that. But we do definitely seek feedback each year. I know that we have a couple parents that have given feedback in the past that we looked into. The calendar goes out to the entire staff to review and give their feedback on. On this calendar from the staff, the only feedback that we received is around Halloween. So we typically try to put our conferences around Halloween, but the way that Halloween falls makes it nearly impossible to do that without doing a middle of the week split or different things. So this is the one week that they will not, that they will have kids the day after Halloween, based on where it falls, which will make work. So that was the only piece of feedback really that came back, because it just strategically didn't work. Last year we did receive a request to consider a later start date after Labor Day. I have looked at some of the other districts' local calendars. Some are moving to a later start date, some are not. When we've talked about it as a staff and on our calendar committee originally, really, you know, there's a set amount of hours that we have to do, and so we can't just start after Labor Day without shifting back by another week. Everybody on our team felt like kids are ready to learn and eager to be here in August. It's much harder to keep kids engaged in June and get learning out of them at that point. So we feel like we actually lose a week of learning if we push back. It's not just the days become arbitrary, because in June it's really hard to keep kids engaged in learning. So for us, we're still feeling like that week in August is meaningful and important, and keeping that where it is. As we continue to watch the trends, we'll continue to see if other districts, if everybody around us shifts, then it certainly impacts our community as well differently. But right now there's the biggest district that we pull from still has that August week on their calendar. So it seems like siblings and families would be least impacted right now, but we'll continue to watch that. The other thing that we do every year is we review religious holidays. So there's a policy that says if more than 5% of our community celebrate a holiday, that we would consider it for a day off. So we do that every year. We look at how many kids currently took off this year for certain holidays, the biggest one being the Jewish holidays. And the most that we had take off for that this year was 11 on one of them, which is about 1.5% of our population. I did go back and poll all of the teachers to see if they had other kids that celebrate that may have observed it in a different way or that we need to consider. There were a couple other kids that we captured under that we believe celebrate that, but still nowhere near that 5%. Those days are still considered excused for kids that celebrate them. And because of the way our classrooms run, it's not like they're missing an entire day of lessons. They just pick up where they left off the next day. So there isn't a huge impact that way. So we're still feeling like within the policy, the days that we have off align for us. Other than that, that's kind of all the notes around the calendar that I have. Are there any questions, specifics? I set it out, like I said, the only difference is that one day, but we are far over the amount of required hours and things like that to make up additional days if we needed to or things like that. Any questions about the calendar? Fabulous, and you all can vote to approve it if you'd like.
Sounds good. Then I will ask for a motion to approve the 2023-2024 calendar. Just want to notate that there's a slight swap on the agenda saying 24-25. So this is the 23-24 calendar as presented.
So moved.
Thank you, Mike Riley. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Annabelle O'Malley. Any questions, comments, or feedback? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Calendar is approved.
Great.
Thank you, Courtney.
And then the last thing that I will share was just a note that I received from a parent today of one of our eighth graders who is in that whole high school process. And she wrote, I wanted to sincerely thank you all for all that you and your glorious team have instilled into my son. He has received acceptance into each school that he has applied to. He received his Tattnall acceptance about 2 weeks ago. Charter School of Wilmington acceptance came through today. And about 2 weeks ago, I received notice from St. George's that he was accepted there as well. There is no doubt in my mind that having the foundation of First State Montessori Academy is what aided in these acceptances. And for that, I thank you. These schools want Montessori kids, and I don't blame them. You all have built an empire.
Oh.
What I love about this is that this kid is applying to such a unique place, like a private school, a charter school, and a vo-tech school, right? So this well-rounded thought process that he had in applying and choosing where he's going to go and figuring that out. But I thought it's so interesting to see, right, a kid that's thinking about all these different things and feeling in a family that's feeling like he can go anywhere and do anything based on his education here. So
yeah.
It's one that definitely jumped out to me that I wanted to share with you guys.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you to that parent for sharing that too. That's amazing feedback. Any other questions for Courtney?
I have a question. There was something that was sent around in the board package, significant disproportionality report.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
So there is a state, there's a state report that's given every year on all sorts of indicators. I believe that one looks at the proportionality of different racial subgroups to make sure that they're that we're not doing anything out of proportion of what the numbers of our kids are in terms of special ed, in terms of discipline, and those types of things.
Okay. I didn't see anything jump off the page that there was a problem.
No.
So it's like just an ordinary report.
Yes.
Okay.
We get lots of them. So sometimes we remember to forward them along, and we'll have to remember to do that more.
Thanks.
Good question. Thank you, Mike. Any other questions for Courtney? Okay, thank you, Courtney, for that update. So next we'll move into committee reports. So the executive committee met this past Monday, and really our primary focus in that discussion was really following along much of what governance is talking about too, and that is building our bench and recruiting board members. As well as a heavy focus on succession planning for the executive committee and, you know, really just taking a very strategic approach to what that's going to look like. So it was a really good discussion. Essentially coming out of that, my action items are to schedule my biannual conversations with each board member existing and really just to chat through those different opportunities and start to put forth you know, some additional focus and discussion around succession. So definitely more to come there, and we'll be aligned with governance, you know, coming out of those one-on-one conversations to start to plan for them. Any questions? Perfect. Additionally, I picked Matt's brain here around bond financing and any potential risk, you know, just with everything going on in the world today. So we had some good discussion around that, but feeling very solid, you know, coming out of that. And then in attendance, it was myself, Matt, and Lauren. So I've got some additional follow-up items with Janine, too, that I'll be taking away. But it was a great discussion, and like I said, definitely more to come. Next up, we have development update with Becky.
Yeah, so I brought with me tonight the some thank you notes as a response to the Do More 24 campaign. So that was at the beginning of the month. And we raised just under $10,000. It's I sent out an email to the folks who donated under a certain amount, and then I printed off some old-fashioned thank you cards for the board to write a quick note and sign off on for folks that donated over on the higher end. So if everyone could grab a stack before they leave, they're already labeled with the address. I wasn't sure what we'd do about the postage, if we should bring them back to you or if we just send them off.
I can put them in state mail if they're here. If it's easier for you to stick a stamp on it and mail them out, that's fine too.
Okay.
You can drop them off in the office.
So I did stacks of 10, thinking like with everyone that's here tonight, you already have yours, but if everyone can grab a stack, that'd be helpful. If you don't have the time to be able to do it, I can always take on extra. But Courtney printed these thank you notes. I put a little suggested note. You don't have to use it, but in case you're like not comfortable with writing them out, then they're here. But this is something that I think is really valuable to help our parents and donors feel special and feel recognized, because I think especially on that day when they're probably getting bombarded with all sorts of requests to donate from Delaware nonprofits, it would be nice if we could send that out. So, and then, you know, the next thing on my mind is the next couple of months starting to really think about planning for next year's 10th anniversary event. So hopefully we can get some more people on board to start to talk through. And then also I've been having conversations with some of the PTA president is actually at our bus stop. So I chat with Justine and Lindsay on a regular basis, and I think that they're sort of, you know, happy to help with that too. So I think we'll have a good group of people behind us working on that project. So we'll talk more about that later. Not quite yet. So, but that's it for me.
That's awesome. Thank you, Becky. Thanks for all your coordination that day. Courtney, same, you know, in getting the outreach out there. Thanks to all the board members for participating. And thank you for pulling all that together.
Sure.
Awesome. Well, we'll look forward to diving into the 10-year soon.
Yes. If you're not on Facebook, it was like an hourly, funny.
It was great.
Fun. Try to keep everybody engaged in it for 24 hours.
They were very witty.
We're somewhat obnoxious for 24 hours.
No. I think everybody that participates in that campaign is. So it's kind of just like par for the course. But I think, you know, obviously we raised the $10,000, which was great. We didn't raise as much as we had set our goal, but I think we've done really well fundraising outside of this, more than we've ever done before. So that to me is just, you know, reassuring. Because I think, again, with so many other people participating in this, it's kind of nice to have our own initiative so that people really feel connected to it. Sometimes this can be a little tricky. Like, people assume, like, maybe it's coming out or they're not getting it all or...
Well, I think we looked at it, too, and it's interesting because, you know, we're one of the top schools that raise money and the other ones are all strong independent schools. Like, and so you can look at that in a lot of ways. For me, I think about, like, ours is the number of donors. We have huge numbers of donors at small amounts, which is really interesting. There's really no big donors in that that add up to that. I mean, it was 160 people, I think, that...
Our number is a little... 142 is what I have, but then the extra came in after.
So, you know, it's not an average of $100 a donor, which...
No.
You know, there were many a donor that felt contributing at $5 was helping the cause, which it does, because number of donors gets you different prizes and things, too. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's... We've done a really nice job of making it something that everybody can participate in, which makes sense in our community, which is huge. So to be a school that has done really well with it, that's not an independent school by any means, is interesting. I think it's an interesting story.
Yeah, it's great because we actually had the three campaigns this year, right? We had a student campaign. I think you had one too, Courtney, and then we had FSMA. Right. So between the three, we had 9928, 160, and then a little bit over 1,000. So 142 plus 6 plus 15 from a donor standpoint, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
Awesome. Thank you both so much. All right, Matt, you're up next for Finance Committee update.
All right, thanks, Megan. For the month ending February 2023, we collected $79,421 for the month, the biggest pieces of which were the cafeteria funds and the safety and security grant. This brings us year to date up to just over $12 million at $12.096 million. For the year, 99% of what we expected to collect. There still is another $66,000 of state funds outstanding. We do think there may be some opportunities for a little bit of additional revenue on the cafeteria fund side yet. We haven't baked that into the full year forecast. We're doing a little homework on that, but maybe some more tailwinds there. Expenses to date are at $6.5 million. With you normalize for the debt service, we're at 63%, which is well under the 67% calendar year. No real concerns on the expense front. I think what I would say is that two items that jump out are really the insurance came in a little bit higher than we expected. We're digging into that because there's contracted rate. We received some invoices that we paid, but we're not 100% certain exactly why those came in. They seem legitimate and they look right, but right. We want to make sure we have a firm understanding of that. And we are seeing the higher inflationary costs on some of the supply line items, but those are largely immaterial. There is some geography if you look at the cash flow tab between salaries and benefits and summer encumbrances, the variance versus budget, but it's just geography. They largely net out if you look at the two. So it was just a budgeting issue at the beginning of the year. Reserves are unchanged at $1.45 million. Continue to hold another $100,000 in the bond replacement fund. We are expecting the year-end cash balance to increase $5,700, which is a little bit better than where we were last time, where we were expecting a net deficit. So we continue, that's largely in part to just a couple of small items adding up, and we think, we're going to be somewhat in the black by the end of the school year. So no concerns on the cash front. Our debt service covenants are both being met, and we continue to keep a close eye on those, but we don't expect any issues. I think other than that, I think that's it. So if anyone has any questions on the month of February, please let me know.
Awesome. Thank you, Matt. So then I will ask for a motion to approve the narrative as presented.
So moved.
Thank you, Becky Phillips. And a second?
Second.
Thank you, Chris Gideon. One more call for questions, comments, or feedback for Matt. Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, motion carries. Thank you so much. And then last up, we have governance committee updates. I know Shannon is out. I do have the notes, but not sure if Mike or Chris, if you want to.
Chris, you attended.
Yeah,
you?
I did.
I did not, but I have the notes, and if you want to look at it, you could embellish.
So we kind of went through the recruitment process a little bit more, just a little bit more in depth, and we talked about some of the language that we have on there. We took a stab at the leads list that we have. If there's any more leads that want to be added to that list, now's the time to do it because we are now reaching out to everyone on that list. So another thing was security. So right now, currently, to hold all of our documents, we're using Google Docs. So I'm trying to think of a way to move away from Google Docs. I know there's like an issue with CSD station in the computer. So I'm thinking possibly we can move maybe to a OneDrive or a server. Airtable is something else I was playing around with to kind of hold all these documents. So I'm doing a little bit more research on that to figure that out. Let's see. Looks like Shannon reached out to Colleen Mulligan, philanthropy program lead at CSC, to create awareness around board needs. So as that develops, we'll keep the group posted. That's pretty much it.
Great. I did reach out to one person on that list, Rob Herrera.
Okay.
I did reach out to him, but I haven't heard back yet.
Okay. I can follow up if you want.
Yeah, because his daughter is in class with my daughter, and so I think that was kind of like the way I thought maybe I could try to chat with him.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to catch him at their birthday party.
Okay.
Let me know. No escaping that.
If you're listening, Rob.
Let me know. Because right. I have a partnership with him, so.
Oh, you do too? Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. So then we could tag team.
We can tag team that one.
Yeah. Because he was also really gracious in giving us the bill for our 5-year anniversary party,
okay.
So I know he's, at least, interested.
Yeah. So our foundation building is with him as well, so.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Perfect.
Great.
Good tag team.
Yeah. I had to reach out to the Barclays representative, and I didn't get anything, but I was planning on reaching out again. So maybe hold off until I get that.
Okay.
If I don't get anywhere with that second attempt.
Okay.
And I really liked Janine's idea last time, too, about having, like, a rotation of folks from the one law firm. I forget which one.
Richards and Young.
Yeah, just kind of having, like...
Yeah. I don't even think that's on the list, so we can
remind
that to the list. Just to remind
that.
Us for next time.
Yeah, that's great. We can update the the list. And then Shannon and I, just as an aside, have been working on just... Again, documenting processes, you know, like when are we discussing certain items, right? We know like the calendar is a predictive event. So we're trying to build out some of that too, just to make sure that's a little bit more readily available. And we've also found a need to start to build out like an acronym dictionary as well for like new board members, right? Like things that we learn along the way, like LEA, for example, you know, FOIA, things of that nature so that when they come in,
right now.
I was like, what?
See, case in point. So we're working on sort of documenting that as well to be able to bring back to everyone too. So very, very exciting stuff. Thank you for that update.
Great.
So LEA is Local Education Agency. I didn't know for a long time even as an educator, right? Like,
wow.
We never, but when you get into this world, so that means like a district is an LEA. And then each charter school is its own LEA, so local education agency. So everything from the state rolls down really through the LEAs. And we function as our own LEA.
And what's FOIA? Because I know I just was hit with...
Freedom of Information Act.
Yep.
Oh, and it was... I thought they were saying FOIA STEM books. Someone's trying to send it to me, but maybe it was a different acronym.
Same sound, different letters, maybe, with a Y in there, FOYA.
A little slow today, sorry.
No, me too. Okay, perfect. Any other questions, comments around the governance update?
What's the time frame for trying to secure the next round of recruits?
Soon. Yeah, so normally annual meeting is going to be right around the May time frame.
Right.
What I suggested to Shannon today when we touched base, when she told me she wasn't coming, was for the governance committee to make sure that we discuss in the event that we need to push for a month, which we have done before if we are in the middle of recruiting. So I have someone in the pipeline. Matt connected me with someone. So we've got a lot of active conversations going on. So we'll talk about that, but ASAP.
All right,
good question. Any other questions? Okay, hearing none, I appreciate everyone's updates. I would like to ask for a motion to move into executive session.
So moved.
Thank you, Matt, and a second?
Second.
Thank you, Becky Phillips. And we are returning now from adjourning executive session at 6:48 p.m. Please note during executive session, we were providing an update on a student matter and no items were voted on during that time. At this time, does anyone have anything else to discuss during our public board meeting? Okay, hearing none, I'd like to ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you, Annabelle. And a second?
Second.
Thank you, Chris Gideon. Thank you everyone so much for attending, and we are adjourning our meeting this evening at 6:49 p.m. Have a good night.